Welcome to Blackpool. Welcome to Showtown.
My name is Anne Lightbourne. I'm one of the archivists of Leisure Parks, and we're here in Blackpool in the archives.
Showtown is an exhibition of posters and photographs spanning more than 80 years of Blackpool's entertainment history. And it's been made possible thanks to the coming together through many, many takeovers of the town's piers and theatres.
The foundation of the archive was from the Tower Company. They took over the Winter Gardens Company in 1928. And so it's a combination of that. Other people taking over, EMI, Trust House 40, they had piers. And so some of the piers material came over, although not as much as the Tower and the Winter Gardens.
The Leisure Parks Archive holds posters and programmes stretching back more than a century.
In this planchette, we've got posters from the Tower Circus, North Pier, the Palace, the ABC and the Grand Theatre. The posters for the Tower Circus, they're from the first one in 1894. And as you can see, there's different artists appearing at the circus. Nestor and Arian, they're an aerial act. Professor Nero and his wonderful performing Indian bulls. But there's always been a water feature at the Tower Circus. You've got here the most magnificent water pantomime entitled The Water Fairies Ballet. But also you've got the Finneys, Professor Finney and his daughters, and they did diving into the tank in the ballroom in the intermission.
More than 100 posters will be on show, a unique pictorial history of our premier seaside resort. Robin Dukes is entertainments editor at Blackpool's Gazette newspaper.
They do describe what has happened here from the middle of the 19th century right up to sometime last year. It's everything from the Stone Roses to the Rolling Stones, from Frank Sinatra to Frank Carson. We have had it all in Blackpool. People have wanted to know where to see it, when to see it, and for many of those 150 years, the only places you could see what was on and where it was on was to look at a poster.
The highlight of the collection is the posters advertising the American superstars who packed theatres in the town 50 years ago. Anne Lightbourne.
There was a promoter called Harold Fielding. He brought American artists in the 50s on Sundays. So they had two shows, usually 6:15 and then a later one at about 8:15. Frank Sinatra came twice in 50 and 53. Judy Garland, Frankie Lane, Guy Mitchell, all these, they were just the top of the bill. But the rest of the show was done by usually British artists.
And there are some surprises. Cyril Critchlow is a keen collector of Blackpool entertainment ephemera. Quite recently, he found some photographs he didn't know he had.
Well, for over 30 years, I collected anything to do with Blackpool show business. I have 82 volumes of Blackpool programmes going back to 1890. And I came across 5 photographs of the Beatles when they performed here at the ABC Theatre. I don't really know who took the photographs, but it shows each one individually outside and also rehearsing on the stage inside.
So, John, Paul, George and Ringo all feature in the Showtown exhibition, and afterwards they'll go into Anne Lightbourne's archive, along with some other gems that she thought had been lost.
A friend of ours saw something on eBay that he thought we should know about, and this was the books for the wages of the Tower Orchestras that were from the 30s and 40s, and so he kindly bid for us. So we got something back that had been in the archive.
There's real fun to be had as you move along the posters in the Showtown exhibition, finding the names of acts before they were famous. You can almost see their careers grow in front of your very eyes. Robin Dukes.
They rise from being the size of the printer's name to being almost the size of the producer's name, although the likes of Harold Fielding always made sure that his name was up there, as did Bernard Delfont. But yes, you can see them gradually making it, occasionally changing their names, like Little and Large, who started out as Sid and Eddie and were doing one-night stands everywhere, and then suddenly they become great big names on North Pier and at the Opera House. Cannon and Ball were the same. They rose like cream.
And there's also Stardust too, not the least, Ken Dodd.
It started on the Central Pier at the bottom of the bill. He went to the ABC Theatre. The next year he came back to the Central Pier, halfway up the bill, and the final time he was at the top of the bill.
That was in the 50s, and is still at the top. There's more information about Showtown on both the admission all classes and the Blackpool Borough Council websites.
It's an excellent display. It's as various as variety in Blackpool.